Now, ladies and gentlemen, we're going to take you on a tube railway journey on the London transport system from Earl's Court Station, which is situated about 4 or 5 miles from, say, the centre of London, Piccadilly Circus, and we're going to take you right into Piccadilly Circus. Now, the first thing to do, of course, is to get your ticket. Now, getting a ticket on a London transport station is quite an unusual business because there are automatic ticket machines, a great many of them at a great many stations, and these machines are rather remarkable in as much as that they give you change. They are capable of printing, cutting and issuing a ticket, as well as giving the change in 3 seconds. Now, I'm going to put sixpence into this machine. It's a fivepenny fare to Piccadilly Circus, and you'll actually hear the machine in operation as the change drops out of the machine and the ticket itself comes out of another slot. Now, in goes my sixpence, and I have the ticket and the change. All right, well, now let's go through the barrier and over to where the lifts are situated, which will actually take us down to the tubes, which are, of course, many feet below the surface. Now, we'll just wait here for one of these fully automatic lifts. These lifts are rather unusual. They are completely automatic in their operation. They ascend to street level, the doors open automatically, you enter the lift, wait, give a number of seconds. There is a warning signal which will let you hear, and the doors close, and where you go down to the tubes, which, as I said before, are many feet below the surface of the ground. Now, the doors of this lift are just opening. We'll go in and wait for the warning signal, which I think you'll hear quite clearly in a few seconds from now. People entering the lift.
Stand clear of the gates.
That is a warning signal which is played just prior to the gates closing on the lift. Well, the lift gates close and you're taken down below to the platform, which is about 80 feet below the surface of the ground. And there you don't have to wait more than about half a minute before the train pulls in at the station. And our next stop is Piccadilly. Of course, Piccadilly Circus is one of the most famous places in the world, and this, incidentally, is one of the busiest stations on the London transport system. Now, to get up to the street level from here, we have to ascend a short flight of stairs, go along a tubular passageway, and then ascend two very large escalators. That's the train moving out, and now we'll walk along up the stairs and along to the escalators. Now here we are at the foot of the main escalator ways at the Piccadilly Circus station. You can probably hear the rumble of the escalators just below my voice. I'm standing about 10 or 12 feet away from the foot of this second series of escalators. Actually, at this station there are 11 escalators in all. They can run in either direction, and they run at 100 feet a minute, which is slightly faster than the normal escalator with which we're familiar in most stores. As a safety measure, there are stop buttons at the head and foot of each escalator way, by which the escalators may be stopped immediately in the event of any emergency. Well, now let's travel by one of these escalators up to the central booking hall at Piccadilly Circus. Now, incidentally, these escalators carry 9,500 passengers each evening during the peak period from 5:30 to 6 p.m. And now we're just stepping on the escalator now and going up to the central booking hall at Piccadilly Circus Station. Well, we've now arrived at the central booking hall, which is directly below the street, right underneath the most famous street intersection in the world. That is Piccadilly Circus and, of course, the statue of Eros, right in the centre. It's 102 feet, by the way, from this central booking hall down to the platform level. That is the platform from which we came up. Now, this booking hall is, well, you could probably describe it as a symphony of many different colours, gleaming chromium, beautiful tiling, and fluorescent lighting. It's a circular booking hall. It's 150 feet in diameter, and the height of the ceiling above the floor is 9 feet. It looks much more spacious than that, actually. Your ceiling height seems to give you plenty of headroom because of the lighting, the way the lighting is arranged and designed to give you that feeling of spaciousness. Around the walls are large display windows, which are rented by London business houses. And as a matter of fact, one very well-known store right on the corner of Piccadilly and Regent Street has an entrance leading straight off this railway booking hall. So if you want to go to this particular store, you don't have to go out into the street. You just come up from the train and straight into the store. There are 6 subways running from here to street level. They're all prominently labelled. For instance, there's one just beside me now going to Shaftesbury Avenue, one just around there to Haymarket, and one on the other side which is labelled Regent Street, North Side. Now these streets, obviously, lead out to the main corners around the street intersection above. And because they do that, they are used quite often by people as a means of crossing from one side of Piccadilly Circus to the other without having to contend with the road traffic up above. Now, we mentioned the automatic ticket machines at Earl's Court. Well, there are 6 banks of them here, very many more than at Earl's Court, naturally, and there are also automatic issuing machines in the 2 large booking offices here. Piccadilly Circus Booking Hall is known as an international meeting place, just like Under the Clocks is at Melbourne. A large international clock has been installed here around on one of the walls. It measures about 7 feet by 6 feet, and on this clock it's possible to immediately read off the time and whether it's daylight or dark in any part of the world. It's of quite a great interest to the many, many foreign travellers who meet here at Piccadilly Circus Booking Office or Booking Hall. Well, now let's leave the central booking hall and travel down to the earth once again for a distance of 100 feet to the station master's office. Well, now it's my pleasure to introduce to you Mr. Clark, who is the station master of Piccadilly Circus. How long have you been with London Transport, Mr. Clark?
Approximately just over 43 years, having started here in February 1909.
Well, having been here so long, I suppose you've got a fair idea of what goes on at, say, Piccadilly Circus station. How long has this station been here?
The station was built, I believe, in 1906. And the Bakerloo line was the first line to run through it, and the Piccadilly line came in subsequently.
Mm-hmm. Now, how many passengers a day would you have passing through the station during, a normal season?
Roughly about 150,000.
Well, that's quite a lot of passengers.
Quite a lot, yes.
How many trains would there be to carry those passengers?
Trains, there would be about 100 trains in the hour.
100 trains an hour, that would be, say, about
100 to 120.
Mm-hmm. That would mean a train passes through about every half minute, in other words.
About every half minute.
Mm-hmm. Now, when does the station open in the mornings?
Station opens for passenger traffic at 5:30.
And when do you close?
5:30, and we close at 12:30 at night. Last train being 12:34, mm-hmm. In all directions.
So that leaves you, what, a little over 4.5 hours to do all your cleaning and maintenance?
To get all the station cleaned up ready for the next day's traffic.
And what sort of a staff would you have doing that?
Well, we have 2 cleaners on all night. We have to sweep, dust, and sometimes wash down. And then we have a certain amount of early turn staff who do the trimmings after they've...
Well, thank you very much.